Thank y'all very much. You would think probably after doing this for 28 years, you'd have sense enough to go home and lay down someplace.
Yeah.
Well, we got back together a couple of years ago, and it's continued to be so much fun, mainly because of people like you, that we just sort of wander around from one festival to the other, and when it's not fun, we'll go to the house, I guess. But so far, you've kept things up. I guess through the South, I never played up this far north. I thought we were going to have to bring coats and all that crap. I was bad fooled. We got out of the bus, and it's about 110, which I guess you all already knew about. We've been playing down there in the South a lot, North Carolina, and we just came up from Virginia, where, of course, everybody remembers the Andy Griffith Show. I was amazed at that.
How many of you folks really watched the Andy Griffith Show more than once? I don't know. Can you see our faces up here very well, or is it? Do we look like we're in a chicken rotisserie in a Safeway store or something? Well, what we want to do, I'll tell you what we'll do. For some of you folks who may be looking at us maybe like the RCA dog and not know quite what we're all about, we played this family called the Darling Family. We'd come out of the hills, and every time we'd come into town, this always happened. Sheriff Taylor would look at our paw, and he'd say to Briscoe, "Looks like the boys are all keyed up, right?" Well, then they'd put this camera on us, and we would give this particular look. I'll tell you what, we'll give you the look, okay? We'll humiliate ourselves right here. But what I need you to do, at the count of three, for a little inspiration, I want you to say, "The boys are all keyed up." Would you do that for me? Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
The boys are all keyed up.
That's it.
I don't know. Anybody that ever became famous as musical vegetables, I don't know about that. Listen, I'll tell you, all kinds of incredible stuff's happened to us. The first place, we're still here, which is incredible enough. Second place, we wrote a song. Rodney and I wrote this song about the Andy Griffith Show. We'd never written one about it. We'd written a bunch of them that were played on it, but we thought we'd do that because Andy's neat and all those people were neat. And we made up a little song for fun called The Darling Boys, and the damn thing got nominated for a Grammy. How about that? The Darling.